Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, looks like we made it. Thanks, Barry Manilow. It is coming up at 9:07. It is the Bob Rose Show on a PGIF. And praise God, it's Friday. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Well, the answer is it's always yes. And, of course, it's the 9 o'clock stretch. Even now, as I listen very carefully, even though Bob Rose isn't here, I can hear the sound of him stretching. The moans, the groans, the snap, the crackle, the... Oh, the pop. Yes, that... But, you know, just trying to stay healthy and all. Hey, Greg Cassidy in for the vacationing Bob Rose. Just picking on him a little bit. Because he's not here to defend himself. Although I have got a couple of texts this morning, so I know he's out there listening. Hey, we have been covering a lot of stories. Of course, had Tim Marden from the Alachua County Republicans. And, of course, also... Mayor of Newberry in earlier this morning. And if you missed that, you need to go back and listen. A couple of reasons. One, he let us know who the newest addition to the lineup for Black Tie Blue Jeans is going to be. And that is going to be here before we know it. Man, end of September. And it's almost the beginning of September. Do the math on that. But also a discussion of the Alachua County School Board, Alachua County School System. You don't want to miss it. In fact, it's worth going back. The Bob Rose Show podcast. You don't want to miss a minute. All the issues, all the topics, and it's all in one place. It's free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, whether it's like a Apple podcast, Spotify, iHeart. Just head over there, hit subscribe. You'll get all the scoop. So by telling you that we're not talking about the shooter, I guess in a sense that we are talking about the shooter, but I'm not really talking about the shooter himself. But some of the surrounding stories that we just need to think about in general, things that maybe affect us in different ways. Now, one is just rudeness. Caroline Leavitt, of course, spokesperson for the White House, is actually giving good old Jen Psaki a real going after. I'll put it that way. You know, whenever there would be a shooting in the past, you'd have the Biden White House say something like, oh, thoughts and prayers aren't enough. We've got to get these weapons of war off the street. Again, they're not weapons of war. They say that to get everybody riled up. Evil black guns. I'm sorry, I think black guns matter, but that's my opinion. Here's what little old Jen Psaki had to say. Prayer is not freaking enough. Prayers does not end school shootings. Well, she talks well, doesn't she? Prayers does not. Learn your English, lady. Prayers do not make parents feel safe sending their kids to school. Prayer does not bring these kids back. Enough with the thoughts and prayers. Okay. If you're like a real heathen and that's your perspective, hey, that's fine. America, you've got the right, okay? But to really say that right after an instance like this, because here's a crazy thought. This was a Catholic school. Oh, no. There might have been parents and kids that believe in prayer. Do we get everything we want when we pray? No. Guess what? God's not a vending machine. Doesn't work that way. Prayer can be for comfort. Prayer can be for encouragement. It's not always about asking for something. Well, bad things shouldn't happen to people like this. I don't know. I've been through some crap in my life, and I didn't like it. And sometimes you look to God at those moments. Maybe it's a loss of a friend or a family member or something going on, and you're like, God, what is going on here? I have to remind myself, I'm not the only person who's ever said that. Jesus Christ himself, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? We can all feel that way sometime. I go back to Job. Oh, man. Talk about somebody who went through some stuff. I'm not doing this to preach at you. I'm just saying, if we're going to go down this road and you're going to be blasphemous of soft of thoughts and prayers, I can't even say my word. She makes me so mad. What a jerk. What a low-life jerk you are, Jen Psaki. These people, two of them, just they lost their children. Okay? They might appreciate some thoughts. They might appreciate some prayers. But they may not all be on this bandwagon to use those deaths, and I say use in the worst way possible, to try to push your anti-gun agenda. Here's a crazy thought. I'm not a gambling man, but I would be willing to bet that some of those parents have guns. I know. Shocking, right? Okay. Just a thought. So, Levitt responds, I saw the comments of my predecessor, Ms. Psaki. Frankly, I think they're incredibly insensitive and disrespectful to the tens of millions of Americans of faith across this country who believe in the power of prayer, who believe that prayer works, and who believe that at a time of mourning like this, when beautiful young children were killed while praying at a church, it's utterly disrespectful to deride the power of prayer in this country. Then you got old Dana Bash over at CNN. Forget about thoughts and prayers. These kids were literally praying when they were murdered through a church window. Yeah. And that makes it pretty darn tragic, doesn't it? But guess what? We live in the world. We live in a world that includes evil. Evil is out there. It's all over the place. We would have no new headlines, hardly, if there were not evil in the world, because no one would be doing anything to anybody. People wouldn't be killing each other. They wouldn't be drinking and driving and killing each other. They wouldn't be robbing, raping, carjacking. If we didn't have evil in the world, we wouldn't have those things. But guess what? Reality is we do. And so for a Jen Psaki or a Dana Bash to be so disrespectful of those who did lose a child or those who nearly lost a child, that's pretty low. It's pretty low. But we see that consistently from the left. I'm not saying all Democrats are bad. All Democrats don't like this stuff. They don't agree with this. I'll bet you there are some other parents in that church, in that school system, that are sending their thoughts and prayers to the parents that lost their child. I'd put money on that. But it shows their true colors. It shows who they really are. It shows how, as a Christian, they don't like you very much. If you are part of traditional American values, they don't like you very much. They would like to tell you that our country was not founded on traditional Judeo-Christian values, which it was. They will tell you that's not true. It's a lie. Fake news. Do your history. Do some homework. So that's kind of where we are in that. I'm glad that the White House is calling it out. I think we need to more often. I think when evil happens, yes, we have to deal with it. We have to move on. But when people want to utilize it for their own gain or to make conservatives look bad or Christians look bad, the response needs to be fair. Don't overreact, but just be reminded of who these people are. It's 9:15. Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to The Bob Rose Show on a PGIF. And praise God, it's Friday. We're coming up on 9:20. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers with the answers always yes. Greg Cassidy in for the vacationing Bob Rose. Hopefully it's going to be a nice trip. He's going to be up in the Northeast where they talk a little funny. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see if he gets his lobster. I know that at one point he said he wants to have at least one day. Just one day. And I guess that should happen in Maine where you get lobster for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, wow. I wonder who's paying for that. Because you don't want to buy cheap, bad lobster. That'd be kind of like getting crab cakes at the gas station or something. Might not be that good for you. Just saying. A lot of things going on. Of course, you know, some new reports out this week. U.S. economy is up. Companies are spending money. They're buying vehicles. They're updating software. They are expanding. That is good to see. Americans are spending more on their health care in a sense that they are taking care of themselves. They are also spending more on dining. Hopefully those aren't diametrically opposed, because if you're eating out bad, you might need more of the health care. But anyway, the point being, good stuff going on. We're winning. I mean, the president's winning. When he wins, we do as Americans. You got to love it. But then there are those, and there's always those, like Gavin Newsom. Now, usually you hear the name Gavin Newsom, you immediately think, oh, yeah, governor of California. He's also got a podcast, because he can't get enough of himself. He has to do his own podcast. And here's the thing he's pushing now. Because, again, he's always pushing some agenda, and this just happens to be the latest. He says, you know, people joke about Donald Trump running for third term in 2028. He says, oh, no. No. This is nothing to laugh at. This is not funny. Donald Trump really is wanting to be the president in 2028. But even within his podcast and the things that he says, he's not always, like, staying on track in the sense that he kind of contradicts himself. Now, nobody doubts that Gavin Newsom is getting ready to run for the presidency in 2028. I don't think anybody would be surprised by that. He wants to run. Pritzker from Illinois, he wants to run. But listen to the words. Just, you know, when people are just out there with an agenda and they're just spouting stuff, they sometimes don't pay attention to the details of what they're really saying, which means they're going to throw you a bunch of garbage. But the fact is, they're not listening to the words they speak themselves, or that they've not written them down to know that I'm kind of contradicting myself. On one hand, he says Donald Trump wants to run in 2028. People keep sending me these Trump 2028 hats. I've got all these things. So he says and thinks that Donald Trump wants to run again. That requires an election. But then he says, I don't think Donald Trump wants another election. They pulled this line before. What do you mean he doesn't want another election? Remember when they acted like, after Donald Trump's first term, that literally they were going to have him physically removed from the White House because he wasn't going to leave? Do you remember they were spouting stuff like that? Such stupidity? No. What in the world are you talking about? Well, you don't even know yourself. So he goes, I've got these 2028 hats that Donald Trump's got out there that so he can run and promote, but then he doesn't really want another election. He's just going to stay. So Newsom says Trump does not believe in free, fair elections. Free, fair? Gerrymandering? Okay. Illegals voting? Okay, but anyway, we'll let that slide for now. He tried to wreck this country. Where were you January 6th? January 6th, let me think for a second. That was the day that President Donald Trump talked about, you know, marching to the Capitol peacefully. That's what he talked about. That is the same president that, knowing there was going to be a big crowd in D.C., actually contacted Nancy Pelosi, who's in charge of security for the Capitol, recommending that maybe she accept or get on board with the National Guard coming in to maintain any issues that might happen. Nancy Pelosi said no. Wonder why. Oh, wait a minute. Did Nancy Pelosi know that there were folks in that crowd that might be inciting little riotous activity? That we watched the video and we saw Capitol Police moving the barriers away so that people could walk into the Capitol. Huh. Why would they do that? Biden and several others even lied and talked about the citizens that were, or, you know, the police that were killed, the Capitol Police that were killed that day, but Nobody killed any of them. One did have a medical emergency the next day, but the only person that was killed was a woman who was part of the group that was wanting to get in, former member of the Air Force. So I don't believe that that was the case there. So Trump has even addressed this issue. But see, here's what the left do. They will ignore what you said if they don't like what you said, or if what you said doesn't fit their agenda. Here's what Donald Trump has said. I'll say this. So many people want me to do it. I've never had requests so strong as that, but it's something that, to the best of my knowledge, you're not allowed to do. So Donald Trump knows you can't run for a third term. He just said so. They're not allowing you to do or anything else. But, you know, many people are willing to wear the 2028 hats. But this is not something I'm looking to do. I'm looking to have four great years, turn it over to somebody, ideally a great Republican, to carry it forward. But I think we'll have 4 years. And I think 4 years is plenty of time to do something really spectacular. I would agree. Even though Newsom knows the president said that, he was unconvinced and says, I'm not calm. I'm not going to submit myself to niceties, not when this guy is trying to wreck our, I will not fill in that word, country. Newsom, spread the lies, believe what you want, ignore what people have actually said, and act like they're saying things that you want them to say, even though it's not accurate or real. Trump derangement syndrome. It's a real thing, people. It's not something made up. They are downright delusional and have lost their ever-loving minds. Hey, we are coming up on 9:28, not too far away from things that make you smile. So face it, it's a long weekend. It's Friday. Maybe you have things going on this week that you want to share. Be thinking about that. I'll tell you when it's time to call. But I'd love to hear from you on this morning's edition of Things That Make You Smile. That's coming up pretty soon right here on The Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and
I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Bob Rose Show on a PGIF. Praise God, it's Friday. Greg Cassidy here, coming up on 9:35 now. 25 away from 10. Yeah, the show is just flying by. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers for the answers. Always yes. Of course, getting ready for some Gator football tomorrow night. The Sharks coming to town. I guess send them home with their sharky tails between... Oh, they don't have legs. Oh, well, it was sounding good there for just a moment. It's been a busy morning. A lot going on. Had Tim Martin in earlier this morning. You know, if maybe you're having a little Bob Rose withdrawal since he's off today, you can always go back and maybe pick up part of the show that you missed earlier in the week, or for the whole, that matter, the whole show. Just search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. Catch up on every episode, every hour, the amazing guests we have, all the highlights, whatever works for you. It's all about your schedule. You can get it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, maybe wherever you get your podcast. We've all got our favorite place, and I'm sure that you have yours. Some other headlines from around the country and around the world, just to kind of keep you up to date. Wow. Yeah, I mean, everybody loves a parade, you know. We love a parade. Who doesn't? They throw candy, maybe, that kind of thing. Well, there's a parade coming up that's going to be viewed by a very interesting group of people. Apparently, this is going to be the parade for the Chinese military. Yeah, you might see where this is going. Mm-hmm. Who's been invited? Oh, I don't know. North Korea's Kim Jong-un. He's going to be there. Oh, Putin, huh? Wow. So apparently, Xi personally invited Kim to attend the event, along with Putin and two dozen other foreign leaders. Amazingly, it's kind of an agenda here. The parade, which is going to be coming up next Wednesday, commemorates the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II. Now, here's the thing. China will always or often refer to it as the War of Resistance against Japanese aggression. So basically, China and Russia, part of their agenda here is to rewrite the history of the war to give themselves the lion's share of the credit for defeating Imperial Japan and Nazi Germany. China and Russia. I got to say this again because I stumbled over it anyway. China and Russia want to rewrite history so that it shows that they were the main reasons World War II ended. Now, the government of Japan has asked other countries not even to attend the parade this year. And obviously, if a country is going to, you would think that they probably already, just like Korea, they're already in that camp. They're pro-Russia. They're pro-China. They're pro-Koreans. They're pro-socialism, communism, fill in the blank of whichever ism is going on there. But they tend to be pro-Russia and pro-Chinese. Kim, apparently, he's smart. Plain and smart, wants a little solidarity with the global South countries and wants to show that he's the leader of a normal country, too. Is that what you call a normal country? I don't know. Just wish you could get a normal haircut. By the way, I need a haircut. Anyway, side thought there. Hey, I mentioned Gavin Newsom as a podcaster going after the president. And now you've got some lefty podcasters going after the queen of I Will Survive, Gloria Gaynor. Remember, Bob and I told you a couple of weeks back how The View were telling her, look, we know that you've been invited to the Kennedy Center to receive an honor, but we don't think you should go because it's Donald Trump, and we don't want you to be there with Donald Trump. Sound familiar, right? Now you've got these left-wing podcasters trying to smear Gloria Gaynor, saying, hey, don't go using your platform to promote those guys. Now, wait a minute. It's your Taylor Swifts and Bruce Springsteens who use their platform to influence you to vote lefty. What did Gloria Gaynor do? Well, she's made contributions. Anything wrong with that? No? Nothing wrong with that? Well, who'd she give money to? Who'd she support? Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Mike Johnson, the National Republican Senatorial Committee, and, oh, New Journey PAC. What is the New Journey PAC? Oh, this can't be real. It says it's an organization that appeals to black conservative voters. But we were told by Joe Biden, if you ain't black, you know, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Joe, you're a little delusional. And if you as a podcaster or a group of podcasters in this case think that it's wrong for Gloria Gaynor, a black woman who can vote for who she wants to, contribute to the campaigns she wants to, and if one of them is an organization that actually appeals, meaning they actually like this, they like this group that appeals to black conservative voters, then aren't you being racist by telling them that they can't be black and be a conservative voter? And aren't you being racist to get all over Gloria Gaynor for saying she can't support a PAC like that? I mean, again, she did not get political. She says she doesn't like to get political. That's when you're using your platform. That's when you're having an agenda out there in the public. And so they're calling her a hypocrite for saying she doesn't like to get political, but yet she's donating to those evil Republicans. Gloria Gaynor has not used her fame or her position as a pop icon to push politics on people. She votes the way she wants to vote. She supports who she wants to support and is not using her platform to push politics on fans. In other words, they've got a right to vote who they want to vote for. They can support who they want to support and not be influenced by her. So the fact that they are calling her a hypocrite, here's the ironic twist, is totally hypocritical. Just like Joe Biden saying, if you don't vote for him, you're not black, or criticizing Gloria Gaynor, a black woman, for supporting an organization that appeals to black conservative voters. This whole Trump derangement syndrome thing, it is just a real thing. Craziness in other things here. So the state of California, sanctuary state, they don't like ICE. They don't like federal law enforcement. They don't even like cops, and except when they have their mansions broken into and they need one. We've heard these scenarios where there have been illegals who have been kicked out of the country. They sneak back in. They've been arrested on multiple things. They get deported. They sneak back in. What if I told you about a documented member of the Logan Heights gang, so gang member, has an extensive criminal record, convictions for sexual abuse of a child under the age of 14, sexual battery, illegal possession of a firearm, robbery, drunk driving. This person in 1996, do the math, was ordered to be deported from the U.S. by a federal immigration judge. Got deported. That was 96. 2003, deported again after having illegally re-entered a second time. I'm thinking this person is a bit of a slow learner. Then, in December 2012, deported a third time after having illegally re-entered for the third time. Re-entered the U.S. as an unknown getaway, is what they call it. We don't really know who he is, even though we've deported him three times. We don't know who he is. when he was president then. So why is this person in the news? Why am I talking about him? Well, they live in California, you know, the state where they're not supposed to be living because they're a thrice deported illegal. Just like saying thrice. ICE arrested him. Convicted pedophile. Three-time deportee. Where was this person living and who with? Well, actually, they were living with... I'm trying to see if they were actually married. Yeah, I think so. And she was illegal, too. But where was this person staying? You're not going to believe this. When they were arrested by ICE, having been deported all these times, three separate occasions, gave her the list. The wife was actually shielded from deportation because they were a DACA recipient. They were living inside a daycare for children. Deported three times. Sexual abuse of child under age 14. Sexual battery. Firearms possession. Robbery. Drunk driving. And they're actually living in an in-home daycare for children in San Diego, California, where the state of California would be more than happy to just keep protecting him in a daycare. So when Donald Trump's wanting to go after these people, and who said all those years ago during the first term, these are criminals. They shouldn't be here. These countries are letting them leave their country, sneak across the border, and come back into ours and commit all these crimes. That was quite a list. And we kicked you out three times, and you still haven't caught on, and you come here, and you're staying in an in-home daycare for kids? Yet Kim Kardashian, yes, she likes California, trashing Trump's illegal immigration crackdown. She's attending an awards show in Italy, so she's not even here at the moment. But she's accusing him of being mean and a crackdown, and we have to protect the people who built our country. Okay, the people that built our country are the ones who came here many years ago, or since then, came here legally, adopt the American way of life, support our Constitution, support our laws, obey our law enforcement, live the American dream, be a part of the melting pot. It doesn't mean bring all of your old traditions here and then just live in that. Like, what's his name? Abrego didn't even learn English yet. Been here 14 years. Doesn't bother to learn the language of the country that you want to live in. Then, oh, you're illegal anyway. You hear all about all these people. They work so hard to build our country. If you wanted to build our country, just like if you wanted somebody to build your house, they would have to be probably a good contractor, have some licenses, have some background, have some good quality experience. So if you're going to come here and build our country, I don't think that by sneaking in illegally just to get here is probably a good start. And that then living in the shadows, living here illegally, trying to take advantage of Democrats who will hand you anything and everything that they want to potentially eventually have your vote. I don't think that's the people who are building our country. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but Kim Kardashian. If that's where we want to get our legal advice. Hey, we are coming up on 9:48. Time to turn that frown upside down, as Bob likes to say. It's time for Things to Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry. Dr. Samantha Annis keeps Bob smiling. Yeah, if you see that smile, nah, he wasn't born with it. No, they keep him looking good. So, what's making you smile? Would love to know. Let's hear from you. Getting ready for a long weekend, Gators playing, whatever. 877-975-9825. That's 877-975-9825. Or make it easy, 877-W-SKY-TALK. Things that make you smile next on 97.3 The Sky. We love a good smile. Absolutely. Love to hear from you. What's on your mind that's making you smile? 877-975-9825, 877-WSKYTALK. Let's see if we can find the button here and say good morning to Pete. Happy Friday. What's making you smile?
There was an interesting item on Fox News this morning. It was a house fire in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And there was a kid trapped on the second floor. You know, with flames coming out of the windows. The house wasn't fully engulfed, but, I mean, it was on fire.
Okay.
And a policeman was down on the ground, standing right next to the burning building, of course, you know, telling the kid to jump. And after a while, they coaxed him, and he did jump, and he was okay. But that takes a lot of intestinal fortitude to go stand next to a burning building and try to talk some kid out of jumping out of a window. So, God bless all of our first responders. That's all I got to say.
Oh, no, listen. Hey, yeah, you are preaching to the choir here at the Sky. We love our first responders. That's why we do Valor every year. We love to commemorate all the work that they do. And, you know, maybe they don't all get the accolades every day that they should. But the reality is, in our world, we kind of think of them as all as heroes. Let's see. Mike, what's making you smile on this good-looking Friday morning?
Is that me, Greg?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Hey, I told you I was heading up to New York to hug the grandkids.
Yes.
And, do the wedding thing, so we made it safe.
Good.
And it was a nightmare driving that thing. I mean, my trailer's like 8'4" wide, and some parts of the highway got those construction concrete slivers you gotta slide through. OMG. But I got to have the grandkids hug me, and my daughter made nice hamburgers and hot dogs with cheese on top for us last night, some salt potatoes too. And from where I'm sitting on her back deck next to the hot tub under this thing, a pergola, you can see for 50 miles all the way towards Lake Ontario. That makes me smile.
Oh, that is awesome, man. You got to see the kids, grandkids, all that is good. Hey, I am smiling thanks to our friend of the Bob Rose Show, Rebecca Herm, dropping off some chocolate chip cookies. Bob just wishes he was here, but I wouldn't want him to go bad before he gets back. Hey, Things to Make You Smile brought to you by Transformation Dentistry. Check her out, Dr. Samantha Annis. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. So you may have heard there was actually some brush fires and wildfires up near the Washington border. And they bring in teams from all over the place to kind of take care of these things. Well, a couple of the companies, actually contract workers, are from Mexico. Nothing really wrong with that. I guess a couple days ago they had gone into town for some lunch, realized, hey, there's a black vehicle following us around, and eventually that vehicle ended up at their campsite and wanted to have a little talk there. Now, they weren't actually putting out the fire. They were doing some lumber work. But anyway, turns out they all had visas, they had passports, but a couple of them got arrested for being on suspicious characters of being in the United States illegally. Sparked a little controversy, but sometimes if you're the illegal fireman, you're also the smoking gun. That is The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Have a long weekend. On behalf of Bob, I'm Greg.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.